Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, hello, Joe. I'm welcome to Stretford Paddock.
My name is Joe, and that is Stephen Howson. Joining us as well is Jay Motti. How is everyone today? Big weekend of international football that we've all loved for us to talk about.
I like the way you just ridden through my interruption.
Bit of Zidane stuff going on, because this isn't the Brew House, Stephen. This is the Paddock Podcast.
Excuse me, I take offence to that. At the Brew, we have a strict script.
Yeah.
Points, protocol.
Yeah. Points, topics
anyway,
that we adhere to.
Like I was saying, how's them Mollies at the Wheel t-shirt selling?
Yeah, they're doing well then. I saw a picture of someone in an Aldi with a Man United shirt that's with Ole out, number 7 on the back.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Oh, I can show you the picture if you want. I didn't make it up. Anyway.
In an Aldi?
Yeah, in an Aldi. I'll show you the picture. We're looking at Zidane today, been rumoured over the weekend. The latest on the sort of merry-go-round of people you can, you know, link with Manchester United. We'll look at this fan share scheme that's been announced.
It's all very new. I've just landed in my inbox like I'm important. I just got asked a few messages about it and I don't really know much about it, so you can fill me in.
Well, I'll fill you right in just a minute and I'll fill you in on camera.
Nice.
And we'll be talking a bit about Harry Maguire as well. England played over the weekend. Maguire's coming for a bit of stick.
You love all that.
Let's start with Zidane. For anyone who hasn't seen, United have been linked with him. Talk about him coming in the summer. Talk about him coming after January. We're not winning many games, Stephen. Oh. That's the problem.
I remember.
We'll go into a bit more detail as we go along, but what are your initial thoughts on Zidane? Because we haven't really spoken about this.
Is it time where I start talking about his career and everyone who didn't watch him gets offended because they don't fucking know what they're talking about?
Go on then.
That might be it.
Why will they get offended?
Because he was a phenomenal international player and a fraud of a club player.
A fraud of a club player? Really? Are we saying that? Are we going that far?
I fucking said it.
Fraud as a player. Yeah, but forget about him as a player.
Okay.
Well, as a manager.
Well, hang on a minute. You can't just say he was a fraud of a player. Let's forget about that and talk about something else.
No, what I said, Jay.
Yeah, a fraud of a club player. Thank you. Right, because I seem to remember, I think it was the 2002 Champions League final.
Right.
The ball comes across and what is arguably the greatest goal in a final is scored by a certain Zinedine Zidane.
So scoring in the Champions League finals means you're a fucking phenomenal player that wasn't inconsistent as fuck now.
If you score in the red shirt of United, then yes. But also, not just
Did
that. When he was at Juve, when he was at Juve,
did Steve McManaman score a fucking volley in that game?
I don't know. I don't count that goal anyway. It was offside, probably.
Interesting.
Also, when he was at Juve, he was mint.
Was he?
Yeah.
Just because
Roy Keane made him look stupid doesn't mean he wasn't good.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It was not like he was rubbish.
Is it?
It was Raul, by the way, was good. Also, are you genuinely saying that Zidane was rubbish?
No, what I'm saying is, and you can say this however
you
want.
As a club player.
I think Zidane's career and Paul Pogba's career are almost identical in that sense.
That's controversial.
That they've both been very, very, very good. Paul Pogba hasn't quite hit the heights that Zidane hit in a French shirt. In a French shirt, Zidane was almost flawless. However,
yeah,
for both Real Madrid and Juventus, didn't quite hit the heights that his international career suggested that he should do.
But
pretty inconsistent.
But is that not because he was like one of the best players in the world when he was playing for France?
No, it's because he was fucking inconsistent, Joe.
Was he?
Yeah.
Interesting. How about him as a manager? And I'm sure no one will disagree with anything you've just said there. But you said
Before you even said it, you knew the board. Yeah, no, hang on.
Come on. Let's have some comments, man.
Someone said house and drunk, question mark. Wow, lol.
Right. I guarantee you didn't watch him.
That's fair enough. I guarantee you didn't watch him. That's quite possible.
Here's the thing, right? People look at Zidane's career as an international player. As an international player, I think he got his Ballon d'Or on the back of an international player. He got his... like, basically... he did some amazing shit. 98, 2000, 2002 in a France shirt. The following seasons...
2006. Got to the final. Yeah. Scored in the final.
But the following seasons... I can't remember what he did after that one, though. The following seasons, and even in the, around those seasons, he was fucking very ordinary as a club.
I think you're being a tad harsh. I understand the Real Madrid thing with the Galacticos, because as soon as Makelele left that team, it wasn't the same. And I know they won the Champions League or anything. That was before he left. But they did struggle. There was a sort of all loads of superstars, you know, Carlos, Zidane, Beckham, of course. And for a few years, it wasn't happening at all. And people were like, this isn't working. And he was part of that. But I still think he was a quality player for club.
He was a good player.
And I think Paul Pogba's been a quality player for Manchester United. Yeah. But there's an extra gear.
I think there's a massive gulf between Pogba and Zidane.
There's an extra gear that he didn't hit that you thought he could hit for his club. And I think Paul Pogba's in the same.
I think you could argue the case that, okay, there's an extra gear, whatever, but I still think Zidane had a very, very good club career. I don't think Paul Pogba has. I think he's had a decent one.
Steve's correct in this one. Thank you, Gavin.
There you go. Rather than arguing about how good he was as a player.
And that's the only comment anyone's made.
Let's be honest, it doesn't matter to Manchester United.
We need to talk about this for the next 45 minutes.
Can we instead talk about how good he is as a manager and his suitability to manage Manchester United?
I don't know if we know.
Right.
Because I think he won two titles, which, again, you win two league titles, especially where he took them from, because I think Benitez, like he does, because he's fucking garbage, had absolutely widged up Real Madrid prior to Zidane coming in. Zidane made him feel good. I don't think he won the league that year with him, did he?
No. I don't think so. I know there was one year when he won both, wasn't it? Was it 2016 and 17 he won both?
Was it four seasons?
He won three Champions League, two La Ligas. So his goal scoring, his trophy winning record is phenomenal. He's won as many Champions Leagues at Real Madrid as United have won.
The two league titles is more impressive than the three Champions Leagues.
Really?
Because I think a cup competition, like quite often the best team in Europe does not win the Champions League. I mean, winning three back-to-backs.
Yeah, no one had ever won two Champions League back-to-back. And I don't think anyone had ever... well, no one had ever won three European Cup or Champions Leagues back-to-back.
Yeah, European Cups.
Real Madrid did five.
But was it as a manager?
Oh, right, sorry. I thought you meant like...
I have no idea what the manager was. I think, as far as I could find, the only three managers that had won three
Champions Leagues...
Champions League's different, because no one's won back-to-back Champions Leagues other than Ovidin.
Yeah.
Sacchi was the last person to retain it, 89 and 90.
Really?
Yeah.
Knowledge.
AC Milan. Three foreign players in the team.
This was European Cup.
But looking at that team...
Shut up, Jay. Can you name the three foreign players? Talking about 1990.
For 1990?
1990.
Oh, easy. That's Rijkaard, Van Basten and Hullet.
In one. Nothing but net.
According to...
Carlo Ancelotti played midfield for that team.
According to Wikipedia, managers with multiple titles are in the Champions League or European Cup, because this is talking 50s and 60s. Three managers have won three European Cups. That's Bob Paisley, Carlo Ancelotti and Zinedine Zidane. No one, according to this, has won three in a row. Bob Paisley won two in a row and then won another one 3 years later. Ancelotti's a spread over 11 years. Zidane's the only one to win three in a row. Yeah, Clough won two in a row. Here's the interesting thing. Loads of them won them. I mean, it's a side point. Loads of them have won back-to-back. So 64, 65, 61, 62, 58, 59. Fergie's one of the few that's won two Champions Leagues 10 years apart. There's not many that have done that on that list of multiple winners. Look, 2009, 11... Fergie's one of the unknowns. Anyway, he's one of three managers to win three Champions Leagues or European Cups, including Real Madrid in the 50s, because they switched managers out around that time. There was Louis Carniglia and Jose Villalonga who won their sort of five in a row. And yet, he's not talked about in the same realm as Ancelotti, Paisley, Fergie, Clough. You know, I know he didn't do as much of them outside of that, but European-wise, like you said, he's won as many as Manchester United has. And he won them in a row. No one had ever won two Champions Leagues in a row.
I wonder if that diminishes it a little bit, because it was basically the same team. And you've got a hell of a stat, which I'm not going to steal off you. Like, you did the work. It's your stat. So give them that stat.
In the three Champions League finals in a row that they won,
it's amazing this year. Yeah.
There were two changes made to that starting 11.
Across three years.
The first year, they took out, after the first one to the second one, they took out Pepe and Bale and put in Varane and Isco. Yeah. And then between the second one and the third one, they didn't make any changes. Right. So three Champions League finals, three Champions League wins, and they only used 13 players. Right. How is like injuries?
So also as well.
So does that diminish it because he had his strongest side available for 3 years?
No, because he made changes though during those games. Then it wasn't it in against the Scousers that Bale come on as a sub and
yeah, but he
two
still
goals.
Started.
Yeah. No, yeah, he started, but
13
and also,
players across
and also,
3 games.
Also, like.
Mental.
Player for player, I know they had some very, very good players, but you wouldn't argue that was the best team. Well, you just said it wasn't the best team in Europe.
No, I said sometimes the best team in Europe doesn't win the Champions League.
Yeah, but
player, that, I wouldn't think say player that. For there was, player, there that was probably the best team in Europe.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily say it was. I said sometimes the best team. There was no inference on anything else beyond sometimes the best team in Europe doesn't win.
No,
the
but that's my point. Like that's a team that, okay, yeah, you've got some stars, not necessarily a vintage team, which sounds crazy because it won 3 on a row, but he's made it into a winning machine.
Oh, no, I think
that, like, you know,
go for
you
it, play for
I
player.
Think that might be one of the best teams ever.
It's yeah, almost like, a flawless yeah. 11.
I'm not so sure. I
don't give me that second team. Yeah, the well, second
it's,
team.
It's Navas, Carvajal, Pepe, Navas, Carvajal, Varane, Ramos, Marcelo,
sick,
Modric, Kroos, Casemiro, Isco, Benzema, Ronaldo.
Shut the fuck
like,
up.
Like, that's. Obviously, they were competing against that, you know, Busquets.
That's what I
Iniesta,
mean, like, yeah.
Rakitic team. But that team, that starting 11, is absolutely sublime. But then again, there's been great teams before. You look at, you know, Milan in the 90s.
The Galacticos team only won one Champions League. And the player for player, you've probably got to add more stars and a better team.
Even the.
Having someone like Casemiro, though, and the Cruz. Yeah. Those are
I mean, that is a phenomenal team, but also as well...
are also world-class.
The Barcelona team that we all gone about, the greatest team of all time,
yeah.
How many... Did they ever win 3 in a row, no. Champions League?
No, they won... They never won 2 in a row. They won 3 over, I think, 6 years.
That's what I mean, so...
But they won 3 in 3 years. So, 2 in 3 years.
And that sorts about as the greatest team ever. So he's got a team that is very good going through that play. I'm not saying it's not a good team. My point is it the greatest team? Is it as good as the Barcelona team that didn't do that? Probably not.
Do you move forward 3 again?
Well, Isco, Benzema, and Ronaldo, those three.
I'm not saying it's not a good team. Obviously, it is. But is it the greatest ever? No, it's not. But he's done what no other manager's done. Yeah. So why is he not getting more credit then?
I don't know. And maybe because it's only done it at one club.
There's something else that you pulled out.
If it was
earlier.
That good, Pep would have done it with that Barcelona team. If it was that easy, sorry. Pep would have done it with that Barcelona team.
Pep was very close. I mean, they'd lost in the semi-final to Inter Milan with a handball, ruling out a goal that maybe shouldn't have been ruled out in the semi-final.
I don't know. Josie had him over in that in the game.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah,
this
is an injury time goal.
Sounds like a
that was ruled out.
Talking that. Oh, it was an handball. He was unlucky. He wasn't.
It's factual.
He got tactically outmaneuvered by Josie.
He did,
Mourinho.
But they scored in the 90th.
You can't go, oh, it was an handball. That's why he didn't do it.
And we knocked him out, obviously, in the semi-final. Slightly different team then, but that would have been, they could have done 08.
Yeah, that'd have been Rijkaard.
That's Rijkaard, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the team, I mean.
My point is like Pep.
Oh, Pep himself.
I'm talking about Pep against Zidane. Pep couldn't do what Zidane's done. And Pep, for me, and probably had a slightly better team. That team's mint, but I'd say that the Barcelona team that Pep had is
arguably
better.
You got Messi breaking like world record goal scoring.
Xavi and
Iniesta,
every year. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that team's getting the credit it deserves. I think the balance in that midfield three, Modric, this is like, what, 7, 8 years ago even? Modric at the time was world class.
Yeah.
Toni Kroos was world class. Casemiro was world class. That's a world class midfield three. The problem is that people are going to go, well, he won 3 Champions Leagues with Real Madrid. He could definitely do that at United. As if like McTominay and Fred look like Casemiro and Kroos to anybody.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, I'm not gonna expect that. I just think like when you look at that team, which is very obviously very good, what is achieved with it? Two La Ligas and 3 Champions Leagues.
All it shows to me, Jay,
that is a talent.
Is Rafa
manager.
Benitez is a shit manager.
Well, is that the problem then? That no one thinks he can replicate what he had there. And you look at the sort of the disses or the things that people bring up against Zidane, it's he relied on individual brilliance. He isn't tactically capable.
God, you hear that all the time, man.
But that's what I'm saying. It's all the same things people throw at Ole now, but obviously he's won
people
3 Champions Leagues and 2
Leagues.
People have been
saying that about Fergie if Twitter was a thing, in 99.
Is, but the thing is, it works
they
when you're winning.
It's just gigs are getting him out of jail.
But when you aren't winning, does he have that sort of tactical solidity, that fundamentals to fall back on? When things aren't going well.
Right, listen, right, here's what he's not. He's not a system coach.
Yeah.
Which seems to be extremely popular at the moment, where you have to have a style of play which has a funky German name, right? And if you don't have a funky German name, then it don't exist.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's the case. I mean,
funky
that's...
German name. Yeah.
Lagenfluten.
Lagenfluten. Hausen Fleisen.
It's not Lagenfluten. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. There is a lot of that.
Gegenpressing or something, isn't it? Is the flavour of the month.
Yeah, so, I mean, been talking about gegenpressing for a while, and how, you know, Ralf Rangnick sort of popularized it, and how, like, Jurgen Klopp has took it to a level. Pep also has took a lot of influence from it. But it was called hunting football in the 70s.
We were talking about this before, weren't we?
Yeah. Sir Alex Ferguson had teams that pressed, but because we didn't call it pressing, I don't know what the fuck they would have called it, but they put teams under pressure. There was there's a whole thing about, you know, you're never letting a player get his head up. You know, they might be able to take a touch, but they're not getting their head up before they're getting tackled. No. Ultimately, that's pressing. And you said it, didn't you? Rooney, Ronaldo, Tevez. What the fuck did you think they were doing?
Remember, it was against Barcelona where we didn't let them breathe. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We're all over him from the front. Football. Yeah. And yet no one's going, oh, Fergie's playing a high press.
But so then you think Zidane has done enough, has got enough? Because why do you think he's like a lot of people, and again, I'm not quoting percentages or whatever, but just based on what you see on my Twitter, which is obviously curated to me, but that's what you see.
Yeah.
I would say there would be 50-50-ish. 50-50-ish between people who would like Rodgers or Zidane. And Jesus, when you're comparing what they've both done as a manager and obviously as a player, there's no comparison. But like, it's not as though people at the minute, like you said, are so obsessed with a system and a style. And is this person tactically aware that they will sort of forego any history or you know, proven track record that Zidane's got to the point where he's like fourth favourite?
I mean, he, like you were saying, Steve, like about he had a system that worked so well that we didn't really need to change it, did he? 4-3-3, that was that midfield and that attack as
Joe,
well.
If we're going to do a deep dive on Zidane, let's look at the clangers. Did he get beat 5-0 ever?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? These are what you need to look at. What did he do badly and how did he recover from that? Because that's how you see what a manager's made.
And also, what I like about Zidane, didn't he hold the Real Madrid board to account a little bit as well? He's like, right, I've had enough of this, I'm going. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Which we need someone who's going to be a little bit like that, not just go, okay, then, Mr. Woodward, I'll do as I'm told. Mm. And Zidane has that gravitas as well and the respect to the players that perhaps Rodgers might not have. He might, but he might not. I don't think anyone's sort of not listening to what Zidane's got to say.
Well, yeah, on that, there are the rumours again coming out of MEN, which again, you know,
which are rumours
about reliability. With a capital R. I'm saying rumours for a reason.
Fresh out of the dog and duck pub.
Yeah, that Ronaldo has privately sort of expressed keenness for Zidane, he'd like him. And that goes to your point of, do they respect him?
Yeah.
Rodgers, maybe not. Ole, hopefully, but maybe not. Yeah. Zidane, he's won it all as a manager, won it all as a player. Yeah. If you're going to respect anyone, that's right up there, isn't it? You see there, like, first of all, do you think that's true? Second of all, do you think it's true as in, do you believe it to be true outside of whether you think Ronaldo's actually said that?
I mean, no disrespect to the writer there, but if you look at his title, was it Northwest Football Trends Writer?
What the now, fuck?
I don't know what that moniker is.
The game is absolutely gone.
I'm not disrespecting him because obviously he's doing his job, but I don't know where he's got his sources from that Cristiano Ronaldo's privately expressed anything.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm not, you know.
He's privately expressed milk. And that is true. I've seen that happen. He did it on the bus.
There isn't a rumour I could hear about Ronaldo where I'd say I'm not buying that. You can literally tell me he sleeps in a UV light and some sort of mixture gel like the Matrix of an evening to maintain
them red
his
pods.
Youth. Exactly, yeah. And I'll go, I can see that.
Is that true? Mm. You've got mates who know him.
Yeah, that exactly.
You're that's your way of telling us, isn't it?
He lives in a pod. But that thing of the players respecting him. Yeah. Do you think Zidane has that? Ronaldo, obviously, in particular, won all three of those Champions Leagues.
Jay's going to understand what I'm about to say. It is my understanding.
Oh, here we go.
You know what that means, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
That article's bang on.
Interesting.
So, it is my football trends, guys. Right,
I'm going to try it. So, it is my understanding that you better tell us more details.
Sources close to the action, so, the story.
But again, go on then. So, tell it. What do you mean? So, you think it's probably fair to say that Ronaldo likes Zidane?
It is my understanding, okay. Joe.
Yeah, we get it.
We know right from his quotes. Let me put it this way. Yeah, let me put it to you this way.
Okay.
We know from his quotes after Champions League finals and stuff. People have been digging them out how well he spoke about Zidane. Do you think he still feels that same reverence that he felt then?
My understanding now, he doesn't like playing the two-man midfield, defensive midfielders, and thinks Zidane would be a good appointment, is my understanding.
That's interesting. Nice to put. So that's all right. As good as from Ronaldo's mouth.
Based on your understanding, how much effect does that have on things?
Fucking loads, I would imagine. I can't believe... This is what makes you think Zidane's not having it, because he's a brilliant PR appointment, and we know that... United love a PR appointment.
Yeah.
I mean, how many followers has he got
on Instagram? He's like
probably
a big
loads.
Signing, isn't he?
Yeah.
You're getting someone like, who are they talking about? So, like Rodgers, let's say. Yeah, he's a well-known name, but he's not.
So Joe, as you very well know, today, small businesses and small business owners are busier than ever, and spending time searching for the right candidates can feel like it's getting in the way of growing your business. We've had it, haven't we? Looking for the right candidates in the past where we've been like, we're spending too much time on this. We've got things to do. We've got videos to make.
Where
we've
do
got,
you put it?
Yeah,
what do you do with
how
it?
How are we going to do this? Yeah. And then we found LinkedIn.com. And thankfully, they've made it a lot easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and this is the bit that I love, for free.
Get in!
Yes. Because in the past, you've had to put out an advert or you've had to do searches. You've had to go through, sift through CVs. Some of them aren't relevant. We've had it, haven't we? Where we've had people come in and work for us and we've gone through CVs and demos and all this stuff. And you look, actually, this isn't relevant to the job we're looking for. But now, with LinkedIn and their free service, you can create a job, a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond. And it's got the world's largest professional network.
Yeah.
How many people do you think are on it?
Well, world's largest professional network, there's got to be 50 at least.
It's in the UK.
Yeah.
30 million people in the UK. That feels like that's everyone that's working.
Well, yeah, there's only like 60 million people in the UK total. And half of them are children and the other half are retired.
So what you can do as well with that, you can streamline it so you can focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritise who you'd like to interview and hire. I am a Luddite. We all know that. I use this. It's easy to use.
Yeah.
It's not complicated at all, and it's very, very quick. Quick and effective, which is what we love. And it's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. So go to LinkedIn Jobs, where they'll help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster, and you can post a job for free. Just visit linkedin.com/devils. Again, that's linkedin.com/devils to post a job for how much, Joe?
Free.
For free. Terms and conditions apply. The link is in the description.
Zinedine Zidane. He played for like...
Do you know, that's what attracts me a little bit about Zidane. You would be massively excited if we got Zidane.
Yeah.
It would be like, wow, we've got Zidane. This is mint.
I know why you want him.
Go on.
Because every French move I've ever had has been awesome.
Oh, balls. The bald mafia. Well, it would be nice to have another one on bald team.
We've never had an issue with French people.
No, that's true. Facts.
Not one.
No.
Not one tiny issue. Not even a bit of an issue with a contract about Pogba. No, perfect.
No, it was great, great.
Prunier, perfect.
But do you think that does...
Bartes, perfect. Yeah. And bald.
Yeah. Yep. Blanc, perfect. Do you think that does have weight
French?
Then?
Yeah, and Bellion. Perfect.
Yeah, and bald.
Beautiful. Beautiful man.
Obviously, Louis Saha.
Louis Saha.
Yeah, you can't turn everyone's all right, I guess.
All right.
No, Louis Saha's the one.
Can't mention them in the same breath as David Bellion.
Or Obertan.
Obertan. Or William Prunier. Yeah.
So Ronaldo's coming in and he's telling people what's what.
Can I ask one question and a different question?
I think Ronaldo's got a hell of a lot to swing.
Has Ronaldo's attitudes changed, you feel, from a few weeks ago?
No idea.
So when he came in, he wasn't singing Zidane's praising. Now is he? Do you know?
No idea.
So you don't know if he's singing Zidane's praises?
No idea, but I believe he likes him.
Right.
And I have no idea whether he's told United that he likes him.
But do you remember, though, when Jose was manager? And I think it was... he rang him this morning. Custis was in the press conference, and Jose was asked about Zidane taking over from him, and he told the journalist to turn around and ask Custis. Do you remember? Turn around and ask him, because he'd ran the story that Zidane wouldn't come to United, that United wanted him to take over Jose, and he wouldn't have it.
So this was.
The big operative word there is Custis. Whether you want to believe what he's got to say or not, and that's up to you.
He's a good follow if he's not blocked you. If he
when he's arguing with restaurant managers and hoteliers and all that.
So tempted to just. I mean, he's blocked me already, so I can't. But I'm so tempted. Joe, he's one of those that just like change my name to like Virgin Trains.
Yeah, or the Marriott.
I'd be like, why don't you fuck off? I'm watching him have a fucking meltdown.
I'll change it into the Athletic. He hates the Athletic, doesn't he? He's always moaning about the Athletic.
For anyone who doesn't know who you're on about.
Neil Custis, who writes for a paper that we would never buy.
He was who Louis van Gaal called The Fat Man.
Yeah, him. They had a challenge, didn't they, that he was
going to
lose
man.
More pounds than he'd get points or something. But I think that challenge went out the window.
About half an hour, I think, for a photo shoot.
What were you about to say then about...
Zidane, I could be wrong here because I obviously have zero inside insight on what's going on here.
So
but
that means you know.
we can read between the lines, Stephen. No, I have nothing on this. Right. I imagine United must have sounded him out because he makes so much sense. I think he's an Adidas athlete. Like, someone gets a bonus if that happens.
I forgot
obviously.
That.
there's a big love from Paul Pogba for him, so that could help sort that situation out. He's an enormous name. He's won a load of stuff. Mm-hmm. This makes all the right sense for Ed Woodward, should we say, and the United hierarchy that just loves shiny shit. So the fact that it hasn't happened, or we're still mentioning Brendan fucking Rodgers, means that he's said, yeah, nah.
Is that what you think?
I got to think that. What, because otherwise,
no, I can sort of understand that as well. Because for him,
really, yeah. What, how though?
Because we're a shambles.
Yeah, but
and his stock's riding high. He's probably got half an eye on the French job. Which, if he takes this job, he isn't doing.
So shit, though, isn't it?
Well, if he's going to go to France, right, where he's revered,
they're favourites for everything.
He's got a great squad. He hasn't got to worry about transfers or anything. Like that. Yeah. Comes to United, where he's got a squad. He's going to have to improve. He hasn't got, as you
said, he's got to Google on fucking google.fr what is a McTominay.
Yeah, what like, is this, like, yeah, he's got to deal with all
he's
that.
He's doing it the Pep way.
Yeah,
like, just take over the best team in the country and keep them pretty good.
Yeah, yeah,
wouldn't we all want to do that?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you know, he hasn't really got much to prove, and it's coming to United, it could sort of diminish his luster a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm not saying obviously as a United fan, I think you should always, any managers want to come to United with the biggest club in the world.
I can't believe Nagel's
he should want to come to, but I just wouldn't be surprised if he's looking at it going, that club is a mess. They've been a mess for a good at least 8 years, if not longer, just Fergie sort of papered over it. Why would I want to go there where I can just wait 18 months or a year, whatever, take over from the Champs and just manage an amazingly talented bunch of
probably
footballers,
win a World Cup
in front of a nation that absolutely adores me, no matter what I do anyway.
We've got a few super chats. Mr. Gavin said, if we'd signed Shearer in 96, we would have more European Cups, but maybe not a treble. I think we would have maybe won it 2001.
We might have had a treble.
Oh,
that's possible.
I don't know.
He did have a few injuries, didn't he, though?
I always think, yeah. The one sort of signing, or not even a signing, the sale that I think cost us Champions League was Stam. I think Stam stays, we get another Champions League between 99 and 08.
Do you know what a mad sliding doors moment is? When Zizou went to Juventus, Johan Cruyff had him signed for Barcelona.
Really? I didn't know that.
He had him signed and the board said no.
Amazing.
Cruyff, no.
Imagine that. Like, imagine the board saying to you, Johan Cruyff, you've got one of the greatest players ever. No.
Well, then you think about it, you know who's right, because obviously Zidane was physical.
That's like when Everton stopped Howard Kendall signing Dion Dublin.
Yeah, same thing. Juan Martinez says, nothing will really change with the Glazers here wanting fourth each year, but hopefully Zidane can tell Pogba to try harder or leave. Great show, boys. We'll come back to the Glazers in just a minute. Chris Tadulu says, without sounding dramatic, I'm losing my enthusiasm for United. We'll never stop supporting the club, but the Glazers have zero ambition to win titles.
I understand that.
I feel that.
We've been for 16 fucking years, mate.
Well,
no, but I understand that. There's nothing wrong with saying I lose my... I get jaded with football in general when you see what's going on.
Yeah.
You think, oh, God. Yeah. Well, you still go, don't you? It's got it, man. It's the law.
Glenn B., hope all is well, lads. Love the channel. I love you all. One question. You're having a dinner party with three people. Who are you bringing, dead or alive? First of all...
Alive people,
dead.
I'd say.
No, I go dead. I'll just have...
So you don't have to talk to him?
Just dead Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Dead Gandhi.
Yeah.
Dead Michael Owen.
I like that.
Yeah. I know he's still alive, but I think it'd be more fun if they're all dead.
Did you just threaten to kill Michael Owen?
I don't know.
No. The food will take care of that. My chef.
I reckon Gandhi and fucking Winston Churchill are getting on either.
Well, they're both dead. They won't say anything. Just me there with three dead blokes. Nothing wrong with that. You said dead or alive.
I'll have...
No, go on.
Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and John Sessions, just to lie in the mood.
Just to lie in the mood. No, really, who would you have? Can we all agree on Alex Ferguson?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've got Alex Ferguson. I don't want the other two. Then. Just, do you know what I mean?
All right, then Fergie.
They're taking time away from Sir Alex.
Yeah.
All right, then. Yeah, let's be top reds. Fergie, Busby, and Best.
Wow.
That'd be a party, wouldn't it, eh?
Yeah, but you get to pick which age, though, you get them.
Yeah, so you get, like...
20-year-old.
Busby's got to be 80s onwards because he's just a granddad.
Yeah,
right. Busby, 80 Busby in his 40s onwards, and Alex in his fucking 60s.
Fergie now and Best in his A-day.
Yeah,
23-year-old George Best,
mate,
and he's late, and he's brought three Miss Worlds with him.
Yeah,
what are we going to do with that?
Right, I've actually got three tables around. Yeah, they'll be on my knee. Don't worry. just doing kick-ups with a Brussels sprout and everything. Just that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
You've got to have Cantona.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got to have Cantona.
Do you know what? I don't know.
Someone had a fucking lunch date with Cantona.
I respect that.
Didn't take a single photo.
That's illegal. Imagine having, right, an evening with Eric
on the
and
pitch.
not taking a picture.
Sharing a bottle of wine.
Very cool. That might be the coolest thing you ever are going to do.
Of course. Yeah. It's literally on our list of like three people in the world you could meet, and I've done it.
You sent me that text or whatever it was at midnight or whatever, and I didn't get to sleep till like 4 a.m. I was just sat there like
I was debating just going in every bar in town to find you.
Staring at that text. Oh, like,
imagine
how is this
finding
happening?
You lot in here.
Yeah.
Fucking 90 second bar of water.
Daniel Kirk says, check Zidane 2020 league winner side. It was not as good and he still won. Yeah, it was. But by then, Barcelona were just a load of biscuits in a tub of water.
Nice. I like that.
Someone were making a point before about the Glazers. Let's move on slightly, shall we?
I finished my dinner party.
Oh,
go on then. Yeah,
you said Cantona.
I just agreed. But Cantona, obviously.
Yeah.
With his dick in his pants, though.
Okay.
Right.
You seen that photo last week?
Yeah.
I'm just Google that.
Yeah. Google it. It's on your favourites.
Google it.
Should be. Should be a screensaver. It's mine.
I think Cantona and Busby.
Why would you have Cantona when you've met him?
Because we didn't have dinner.
If you could go have something like someone you've saying that. Yeah, I get it.
We didn't have dinner, I think there's levels to what he was. It was like, did you go to that show that he did at the Lowry?
Yeah, I did.
Right.
Don't get me started.
Was you equally
don't
annoyed with the guy interviewing him?
I don't like to throw shade at people because he was trying his best, but he didn't control the crowd. It sort of became a Q&A halfway through when people started shouting out questions.
So,
and he didn't know what to do. I felt a bit...
What gripped my shit in a big way was like Cantona was going on like the most heartfelt monologue talking about the future of football and how he wants under-21s to be protected at games because you lose the youth and you lose the game. And it was, honestly, I was nearly in tears just like, if he's like, and we're going to start a cult today, I'm like, I'm in. Like, and then the guy was like, what do you feel like getting sent off at Sellers Park? And you're like, die, you fucking prick!
Yeah, there's going to be some of that though, isn't there? Yeah. In those things.
So, I want Cantona to finish what he was saying.
Yeah. So, carry on where you were. Start with that.
Busby.
Yeah.
Because anything I've seen, you see like Parkinson with Busby and stuff like that, it's sensational.
Yeah.
Even talking about Munich and everything like that, it's incredible. It's incredible listening. And I want to listen to Samat Busby talk about that. I want to listen to him talk about his vision for football. And obviously I'd love to see his interactions with Sir Alex. All three of those lads work together, ultimately. And I'd love to see where the overlaps are and where the differences are between them and their thoughts on the game.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Go on.
Would you ask him to come and coach Paddock FC for a session?
Who, Cantona?
Busby.
No.
You'd mention it, though.
He's old. Mention it. Fergie, I would.
Come down.
Hey, what are you doing on Thursday night, 9 o'clock?
Peter Kelly says, Jay, we would have won the Champions League in 2004 if the linesman did his job right. Stan would have helped that year, but the linesman screwed us over. That's true. That is true. Let's move on a little bit. Let's talk about some news that's been coming out this afternoon. And this is from Sky Sports. So I'll read this. Manchester United close to agreeing a fan share scheme. Under the plans, an initial... What's that word? Tranche of approximately $10 million of special shares would be issued in reserve for United fans, Sky News understands. Sky's learnt that the club and Manchester United Supporters Trust are at advanced stages of talks about the initiative. Under the plans, which remain subject to change, the New York Stock Exchange Company would issue an initial tranche of shares owned by the supporters. Here's the crucial bit.
Twice in one article, they've used the word tranche.
Tranche.
You're going to have to Google it now.
These shares would be structured as a new class of equity carrying the same voting rights as the B shares class owned by the members of the Glazer family. The B shares, and therefore the new fan shares, carry 10 times the voting rights as the ordinary A shares held by most investors. Ah. One source said the initial tranche under the scheme could be in the region of $10 million, although the number is yet to be finalised. The intention would be to issue further and potentially larger tranches, again, so many tranches in this, of shares in subsequent years, depending on demand from United fans. Your initial thoughts, Stephen?
Well, having now remembered that the B class are better than the A class.
Yeah, and as far as I'm aware, I think they're worth the same. I don't think you can buy one or the other because the B class just aren't for sale.
No, the A class are the ones that are on the New York Stock Exchange. Yeah. So if you just go and buy United shares, you're getting
that's
A
what
class,
you get.
And it's a tenth of the voting rights. So if you had £1 million worth of shares, let's say you had 5% of the shares, you get 0.5 of the voting right.
Yeah.
So you get ignored, essentially.
Yes.
Whereas if you've got 5 million of B-class shares, you get 5% of the vote or whatever it was. So it's interesting that they're giving the fans the B class of shares. But what, 10 million quid on a company worth 4 billion?
Well, here's the thing.
That's a token gesture, isn't
Based on some sort of quick math that I did a few minutes
quick
ago.
Maths.
In terms of the value of B-class shares, assuming they are the same value in terms of price as the A-class shares, which as far as I could see, there was no difference to speak of, you just can't buy them. The Glazers own about 2 billion quid's worth of B-class shares, right? There is then another...
Hang on, I think that's Jay. Breathing. Normally, I'm the breather.
Jay's breathing, he's been running about. there is then another 650 million quid's worth of A-class shares available.
Sorry.
Right? Yeah. So the ones they're about to sell to United fans is $10 million worth of B-class shares, right, which 10 million as a percentage of 2 billion is about 0.5%.
Right, okay.
So in terms of this...
Half a percent.
Yeah, half a percent, 0.5%. Yeah. So it isn't much, is what I'm saying. Maybe they're putting it based on what they think the demand will be. Maybe, like they said, they're talking about doing more and more and more of these. But to have any sort of significant voting rights... We need sort of 30 or 40 of these types of schemes back to back to back, you know, to get 10, 15, 20% maybe.
But miles off. Yeah. Basically, Joe, if I make you a sandwich and I make it of shit and I put on that sandwich 0.5% ham, ooh, are you willing to call that a ham sandwich?
Well, the thing is, I do like ham, but the sandwich might taste like shit, eh? Just thought about that.
99.5% of it is going to be shit. However, there is 0.5 ham on there. Is that a ham
But again, sandwich, just to be just to be clear with everyone, point. I'm not particularly well versed in stocks. I'm not particularly, you know, if there's if there's other shares cost more or less, I'm not entirely sure. That's based on what I can see from public information of how much they own and how much that relates to in terms of the price of
I'll be interested to see the response. I don't know if it's out there yet. I don't know if Must have responded. I don't know if some of the people that are involved in the fans group have responded. It does seem a little bit sort of, you know, like a token gesture, but you could argue it's a step towards something more substantial. It's just, I'm forgive me for not getting excited about 0.5%, because it does feel like, again, we said we were going to do that.
That number is...
We said we were going to do that and you know, we've ticked that box. But if this is heading towards something where we can have a real say in the running of the club rather than just this, then I'm all for that. Because I do understand as well, and I do sympathise with some of the people that are trying to make this happen, and from the fans' point of view, not from the Glazer side of view, because it's not like they can just go in, kick over a few tables and everything's sorted for him.
Have we tried kicking the tables?
Well, that is, you know, that's a fair shout.
Let's kick some tables.
Yeah, but it's just... it does feel like when you hear that, you just go... Oh, right,
I don't doubt your maths, Joe. And I think you're probably accurate on that. And I understand, that must have worked extremely hard.
Oh, yeah, I'm not knocking that.
To get this 0.5.
Yeah.
But honestly, from the club's point of view... And I also understand that if the club was like, yeah, we're going to sell 50% of the shares, the share price would be affected probably negatively by doing that, I imagine. So... They probably have to, Jay, honestly, you're like Darth
Vader. Breathing quite
significant. Sorry, I did have to run off somewhere and come back, and I'm still recovering.
I think they must have done a really good job to get 0.5. So I don't want to besmirch the
No,
good
this
work
is no
most.
Knock on that.
Yeah,
but the Glazers
I've seen it a lot online, people going, oh, these fan groups are in the pockets of Glazers and all that. And they're not. I know some of them involved, and they're trying their best.
Yeah,
and they're doing it because they love the club, not because they're getting anything out of it. It's a proper thankless
task.
They've
been shafted it.
Honestly, I would not want to do what they did.
I did see someone else, there was a quote at the bottom of this article, which is from Sky, and this was earlier today. It was Lord O'Neill, which I'm not entirely sure who that is. Is a Goldman Sachs economist and head fund manager. Thoughts? He said that it seems a very minimalist token gesture.
Right, okay. Well, that's I have
with
contacted
with our Lord.
We had Kieran Maguire on the channel, who's a football financial expert. Yep, exactly. Speaking about all this, well, not all this, but speaking about the Glazers and ownership. I've messaged him, so we'll try and get him on.
Can we get Ian on?
Ian Sterling. Yeah, we'll reach out. We've had Ian on before. We'll get Must on, and we'll get Kieran on to explain this, because I'm like you, Joe. I don't understand any of this.
Yeah.
You know, Steve doesn't know what tranche is. I'm with him on that one. I think he's explained in the film The Big Short. Mm-hmm. I think,
which I've seen twice.
Margot Robbie explains it in a bubble bath, if memory serves.
And if not, just let's go and watch Margot Robbie in a bubble bath.
Well, there you go.
And we'll solve all of this Glazer shit.
Mm. But we get the experts on, we'll ask them.
Yeah. An interesting point as well on the United website talking about this. The proposed share scheme would involve a new class of shares, each with the same high vote rights as the B shares held by the Glazer family. What they don't mention is they own 1 million times more than the fans will. But again, it's something. It's a start. Like you said, the work done by Must and all that side of things isn't what's being questioned.
Is that going to go down? Right, we all decided that we're going to fucking shaft the fans and continue to fucking keep doing it and run Old Trafford into the ground. Yeah. Ask the fans what they're thinking. Yeah, we think you're a load of twats. Okay, motion carried.
Yeah. Well, it does feel like a little bit like... Part of the problem with...
Oh, did your 0.5 new do fuck all?
Yeah.
It might mean that we get a fan rep on the board, though.
Yeah.
That'd be good. They said that... Chelsea did that, didn't they? And then
they found a guy to sit in the corner of the boardroom while they're having meetings, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's all it's ever going to be, though, isn't it? Why would... Why would the Glazers, from their perspective, do that?
Nominate me, and I'll make some changes. Yeah, I might also be arrested, but I will make some changes.
Yeah, it's going to be like, you know that scene on The Matrix when he puts the big bags through the metal detector? It's just, full of guns, and they're like, you've got to stop. He's like, no, that'd be that, wouldn't it? So you've got something in your pocket. I know I have. I've got 20 more of them dotted around this room as well, all pointing at you, mate. Let's move on. Roy Keane left fuming by embarrassing Harry Maguire celebration.
What's
after
he fuming?
England.
I think he was like a 3 out of 10.
For anyone who hasn't seen it, Harry Maguire scored the other day against Albania.
The mighty Albania.
The mighty Albania scored a header, as he tends to do for England. He's got like a sort of Diego Costa type goal scoring record for England. He's very good.
Joe, how many times I need to tell you this? What? International football is fucking shite.
Yeah, of course. But he scored. And then he celebrated like this. I'm not just like, you know, block it out. The haters, screw the haters. It's me. I love myself. I'm doing really well. Now, some people didn't like that, including former Manchester United captain, don't know if you've heard of him, Roy Keane, who said as follows. When a player scores and puts his hands to his ear like he's shutting the critics up, but I think that's embarrassing. He's been a disgrace to Man United. He scores. He thinks he scores. He thinks he scores there. He shut these critics up. Embarrassing. Do you agree with any of that?
All of it.
Do you? What do you reckon?
I reckon Roy Keane fucking hit it so hard on the head with his hammer. Mm. There's nothing left to talk about. Roy Keane said it all.
Why is it embarrassing? Because from my perspective, I just don't care.
Yeah, I was a little bit like, obviously, you know what annoyed me more about it? Because I was a bit late to it. I didn't see it at the time. I saw it like an hour later or whatever. I was watching the second half, and then they showed it at halftime. I wasn't that forced. I sort of get where Keane was coming from. But what annoyed me was after the game when Harry Maguire was like, trying to act like he hadn't done what he'd done. And I think if you're going to do that, if you're going to say it, if you're going to do it, just say it. Say, you know what?
Fuck off afterwards.
Yeah, say, you know what? I'm sick of all the stick I'm getting. I've scored for my country. So that was to all the haters out there. Jog on. But he didn't. He went, oh, it was just a knee slide and it wasn't aimed at anyone. And I think, you know, you're being beige
fanny.
Again. Now you're being beige again, Harry.
You absolute fanny.
You've just shown a bit of summit, personality-wise, and now you're going backwards.
It's because none of the criticism was, Harry Maguire doesn't score headers against Albania, right? And if it had have been, he's well within his rights to do a knee slide and be like, what are you saying now, fuckers? Right? But no one's ever said Harry Maguire can't score headers against Albania.
That's the one thing with him he just doesn't do, isn't it? He just doesn't score headers against Albania.
However,
and that is why we bought him as well, for starters. That's why we spent 80 million quid.
Yeah. Now, if he'd have, I don't know, defended his fucking front post correctly, and maybe he could have fucking been like, I was about some of that. Because that's what you've been getting criticised for, pal, is your one-to-one defending. Don't judge defenders on the fact that they can score headers, right? Otherwise, we'd be talking about Steve Bruce being the greatest fucking defender of all time. He's just in the top five otherwise. Mm. So the fact that you score a goal and think that does anything in itself is an issue. Shouldn't have had the United captaincy in the first place. Roy Keane's right, you're a fucking embarrassment.
Who should have had it?
Well, this is a problem that we have at a club. It's an abject lack of characters, leadership and integrity.
But is that not sort of part of the kind of get Ollie out and we'll work out who the next manager is after type mentality of... I don't know who should.
Just to play devil's advocate, I've told you I wouldn't be particularly bothered. Is there any part of you that feels like he's had a tough time of it, he's going under, he's just a release, in a heat of the moment celebration, and he's done something probably he shouldn't have done, but you know what?
Own it, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Don't be like...
Say it with your chest out.
It was just a knee slide. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't aimed at anyone. It obviously was.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. And this is the problem. Just an abject lack of fucking character and backbone.
Yeah.
And he's meant to be Manchester United. You go from Brian fucking Robson to fucking Eric Cantona and Roy Keane and this.
Yeah. Bruce.
Young. This.
Tony B.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
No, I do know what you mean. Of course, and the thing is, it's just. Can one you of those imagine even Brian Robson mind.
Sliding on his knees and cupping his ears? No, because Brian Robson embodied the fucking people who were playing.
And this is why I don't like. What I don't like is this narrative of Keno's picking on Maguire.
Oh no, I don't
he's not. That. He's an ex-United captain, arguably the greatest ever captain we've had. That's another debate we can have over Robbo or him later. But he's got every right to look at a Manchester United captain that he sees not performing to the standards that he performed to, the standards you should expect from Manchester United captain, and then doing celebrations against Albania like he's just won the World Cup. He's every right to question that. Now, you might not agree with Roy Keane, but this idea that he's got a vendetta against him or that he shouldn't be saying, or he's not entitled to his opinion about Harry Maguire, is nonsense.
Yeah.
And I don't buy into it here that Roy Keane's performing for the cameras. I think this is genuine the way he is.
Also, it's his job.
Yeah. What do you want him to say? I think this is amazing that Harry Maguire, for me, for everyone, has won everyone over now with that goal. And I think he's every right to
close
put
your
fingers
eyes
in his
and
ears.
Try and imagine Roy Keane knee sliding and cupping his ears to anyone.
Roy Keane, that's the opposite of what Roy Keane had to be dragged onto the pitch in 99 to collect his winner's medal. That's what he's about. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He's absolutely as the highest standards probably of any footballer, you know, in the modern era.
The guy still thinks he didn't win the fucking Champions League because he missed the one game where they award the medals.
Exactly. Like, you
which basically the rest of the squad missed for 90 minutes as well. Like, yeah, no one played in that game.
No. Yeah. And it's like, you know, you look at John Terry and puts his kit on, his shin pads, go and collects a trophy. Roy Keane has to be dragged on there
in
his
suit. Shin pads on?
Yeah, he had shin pads on.
No, he didn't. Yeah, I never knew that. Yeah, I knew he had his kit on, which was already stupid. He had a shin pad in case someone kicked him on the way up the stairs.
To look the part in it. That's
so embarrassing.
I wonder if he did a knee slide to get a bit muddy to shin look authentic.
Yeah.
You non sweaty fucking fraud of a man.
That is funny. AK
bone dry, not even fucking ran anywhere. Fucking, did he have his fucking GPS vest on underneath it as well?
Misted it.
You absolute fucking sausage.
A bit of mist on before it looked like I've been sweating.
You fucking tomato sauce advertising fucking crybaby.
Is that true?
The guy's cried more than he's won stuff.
That's
probably accurate. He's racially abused a few people as well, hasn't he?
He has done that
along the way.
AK says tactics have been poor.
Cried in court as well when he got done for something.
Which time in court was
not
that?
Not sure which time in court it was.
You have to narrow it down.
He also, but didn't he fucking cry when he was saying that they sang songs about my mum loving Scouse cock?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
We're entering allegedly territory.
Yeah, I think we should put allegedly in.
AK says,
we are getting a bit murky.
Ollie has till the winter break.
Show's gone downhill.
But Zidane and Rodgers are quick fixes. Maybe Poch, but
No.
Do you know what? My granddad, who I'm shocked has watched RB Leipzig at any fucking level, was like, what's that Julian lad called? It was like, Lopetegui. And he was like, no, German one.
Nagelsmann.
Not Julian. Nagelsmann. And he was like, yeah, the Leipzig coach. I was like, manages Bayern Munich. He went, since when? I was like, summer. And he was like, oh, forget it then.
He's done like, well. I mean, no disrespect, but you know, that's like you say, he's even aware of RB Leipzig. He's good.
And it was like, why? And he was like, he's good, should get him.
He's good. Yeah. But Bayern Munich.
I was like, was it Bayern Munich now? And he was like,
we're better.
Don't fucking worry.
We're bigger. Who won in 99? Us.
Not them, that's for sure.
Exactly.
I remember that one. Jay, do you have a Wally of the Week?
Yeah, I do. Kind of completely.
Could you tell us?
Do you know what?
I remember yours, Steve. What's yours?
Harry Maguire.
Yeah. Doubling down.
Do you know what? No.
Yeah. Do you know
England,
what? I hate
England have to secure a point tonight. You're playing a load of part-time milkmen, for fuck's sake. Let's stop talking about it like it's any sort of achievement. International football's dead and international football killed it.
I'm going to go.
No power at the stadium. Oh no, what an upset.
Oh God. Hey, nightmare.
Large banger at San Marino Stadium. Was it fucking reality coming and knocking on the fucking door that they're not very good?
Nice.
Nice.
I'm going to go with Andrew Marr.
And
Andrew Marr?
Yeah.
What, from?
The BBC, you know, political reporter.
Oh.
Interview.
Did he go to GB News?
No, he should do though. He's a waste of space.
Oh, by the way, if you work for GB News, stop ringing me. I will never appear on your fucking
really?
Channel.
Really? Yeah. Asked you to what? Come talk about immigration, foreigners.
I don't know what the fuck they want me what to is talk it? About.
Oh, God.
They've asked me to talk about all sorts, and I will not work for you or the fucking Sun ever. Fuck off.
Well said.
That's the GB News. Just clip that and send that to at GB News on Twitter. Why Andrew Marr then? What's he done?
Oh, because like he does it all the time when he has the Tories on and they're in a scandal, and he just like he asks them a question, they don't answer it, and he just moves on. And it's just, what's the point? Like, you hold them to account. This is why the country's in a state it's in, because you've not got the media holding politicians to account. So when they have him in the studio, when you've got someone there and you can ask him about the scandal, about all the sleaze that the Tories are going through, about the second jobs they've got, about Owen Paterson, about all that, you ask him, they ignore the question, and then you move on to something else like, oh, what are you doing, what are you having for your tea tonight? I'm like, what? How is this? Political journalism, game's gone.
Fish fingers, chips and beans.
Good lad. At least you answered that one. That's an answer.
I'll answer the hard-hitting questions, Jay. And I ain't got one. I'll go Harry Maguire with you then. No,
I don't care. Look at you ganging up on the United captain.
I didn't care that he did
that. You absolute pair
of... To be honest, no.
Don't wonder all the comments say you're in a close pocket.
The honest truth is, The honest truth is, I didn't care they did that. It didn't bother me whatsoever. I don't think it's disrespectful. I don't think it's anything. Don't bother me. Well, I'm in the club's pocket for saying Harry Maguire, yeah. Which is what you said.
No, for not saying him. Bottled it.
No, I say the Glazers.
What day does that check come, by the way?
For it usually comes on the 14th, but it's not come yet. I don't know what I've done wrong. I'll say the Glazers for offering such a meagre tranche as the first sort of way to give the fans voting rights.
Today's word of the day is tranche.
Yeah, Google it, learn it, remember it. We're going to be hearing it probably quite
Sam
a few times.
Sam fucking Marino, honestly.
Do you watch England? Do you like England? I know you did like watch-alongs and stuff, but I had a feeling that that was more from
I'll watch
know,
the games when
being
they're
being coerced
on,
into it rather than a desire.
That was exactly what happened. Like, I was like, what, I'm doing these, am I? Oh, fuck.
I'll just fax this one in then.
I mean, Joe, I really enjoyed getting drunk with Wes Brown. That was fun.
That's mint, that, to be fair. Like, if you're going to watch England, getting drunk with Wes Brown is probably the best way
Antonon,
to watch it.
That was good. Hugh Izzy was good as well, to be fair to him. Right. Obviously, we had Rio on for the Scotland game. I got worried about because he got drunk as fuck, by the way. Yeah, Sophie was putting him some proper lockdown measures on his gins that he was having. He got well drunk.
Ginseng.
Who else do we have?
Me.
Joe Smith.
You went on that one, though. That was a great one, that. Phenomenal. Me and Will Brazier.
I'm not a fucking fan of England. I'll watch them because obviously I need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I just kind of fucking sit there wishing I was watching Prison Break or something.
I know what you mean. I can get almost excited for some of the tournament games, but I'm not trying to be a top ready, but you do have that thing where, like, if Marcus is playing, you care more than if...
Oh, obviously.
You know, Sterling.
I care about the United players playing for England a lot more than... Especially
and
in
at least
games.
Now this era isn't like your Terrys and your Gerrards and your absolute ones that you just can't stand.
Even like Jordan Henderson, who's like Liverpool captain.
He's inoffensive. He's just beige, isn't he? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He's not just, like the Gerrard.
I don't like him, but he's just nothing there.
That's what I mean. So it's not too bad watching this team, even though they are a bit
Robertson
boring.
Robertson could fuck off, though.
Yeah, but he's...
Who?
Robertson.
Andy Robertson.
Right, okay.
Left back.
For England.
No,
just for Liverpool.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Just if you ever see him, won't you fuck off?
What was it he tweeted? Another one for the trophy cabinet.
Another one for the fucking cabinet.
Has he even won anything since? Has he won trophy since that? Hey.
Fucking.
Now back to the serious business of the Prem. Sozard.
Yeah, that was it. What was that, the Club World Cup?
Yeah. Like, fucking. You know, just typical.
What a fucking comment is saying anyway. Who do we need to get mad about? I mean, I can get mad about John Terry again.
I don't think we need to get mad about anyone. Someone saying that Beckham flopped for England.
No, he didn't.
What the fuck are you talking about?
England flopped around Beckham.
All right, Joe. All right. Because I'm not arguing with you. You're a fucking idiot.
Anarchy Goose says that my Wally is Southgate for trying to defend Maguire. There you go.
Oh, Southgate can just...
Someone agreeing with you on your views on GB News.
Yeah, they can fuck off. I don't know who gave me number.
Sorry.
But they...
About that.
Yeah, so we all did. who gave GB News my number?
What have I told you about times. Any exposure?
Sorry, Steve, we all gave him your number. We thought they might like you.
You can fuck off. You can fuck off. And the sun can fuck off. And all of them.
And on that note, let's we'll leave
let's
it there
fucking
today.
Leave some comments. There's loads of people watching. Let's keep
go on, then.
Steve's calling the viewers idiots. Yeah. Let's not stop him.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
Where's Bill Cosby from?
Where's he from? Isn't he from like America. Georgia or something like that?
No idea.
Or,
couldn't tell you.
Right, I'm not sure.
Okay.
The man on the right is in work, Sonny. Mortal Kombat 11. Are you in Mortal Kombat 11?
Nope.
There's a lot of people saying no Zidane. Why no Zidane? Because you give me the choice of Rodgers or Zidane. I'm learning French. Yeah. Like, there's no two fucking ways around it. Southgate's a top manager. Let's piss off, Steve.
Yeah, now they're too obvious, the comments.
Philadelphia.
Done well with England,
Philadelphia.
You've got to say that. Southgate's done well with England. Do you actually not think he has?
He's won one game that he shouldn't have.
What, the Germany game?
Yeah.
He still won it though, didn't he?
Right, so he's won one game he shouldn't have.
Right.
Well done.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Not one of you lot has said all he needs to go. I mean, we have though.
Cam says progression.
Just watch some of the videos over the last few weeks.
No one says what? What's he said?
None of us lot have said that Ollie isn't right for now.
Do you know what? I used to love these gags that we used to see. Like, someone's just saw Zidane around Chester looking for an house. For starters, it's an obvious blag because Chester's fucking miles away and no one wants to live there. So you wouldn't have seen Zidane looking for a house around Chester. If you said Hale or Alderley Edge, you might have a point. I used to love these. Like, because you'd throw them out, just fucking saw Schneider in the Tesco in Stretford. Like,
yeah,
I love those. Yeah. But unfortunately, people take that sort of shit, if I say it now, serious. Mm. So I can't say that sort of shit, but I love that. So maybe we have a bit of an in-joke. If you start seeing me saying, I've just seen Zidane with Robert De Niro.
Buying some gloss from being Q in Altrincham.
Yeah.
people will go,
who's it that cash converter?
Don't tell
Salford
anyone. Don't tell
City?
Anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
So, and then they're trading his Champions League winners medals.
He was at Moon Under the Water having an orange juice each. Zidane was lost on the way to the toilets.
Fantastic.
So there you go. Zidane, cash converters. Yeah, cash converters.
Zora Zidane riding a donkey through Manchester City Centre. See, that's, I know that's a lie. Because we have Shire horses, not donkeys.
That's true, yeah. That's
dickhead.
True. For rent.
Get those, how are we comparing scooters. Zidane to Pogba? Have a glass of rum or something. Hey, SS, did you watch them?
No, I think the thing, you're saying that they both sort of flattered to deceive a bit for club. Yeah. Is that the point? Yeah, but my own point with that is, even though I don't agree with you about Zidane, I think there's a massive gulf, obviously, between what Pogba does and what
because
Zidane
of the perception.
Did. Yeah. No, because between of the two, though, as well. Do you know what I mean?
Go look how many fucking goals he provided. And he was a pure number 10. He never played as an 8 or as a deep line 6 or whatever. He was a pure number 10. Did fuck all.
And on that note, thank you very much for joining us for the Stretford
Podcast. At
least
if you're going to say something, double down, say it with your chest
he's
out.
He's more than happy to say that Zidane was...
Harry Maguire could take a leaf out of Stephen Alford's
ball. You absolute raging fanny. You're going to wear the armband at Manchester United. You got to fucking wave it past your balls first and actually fucking have some. Because you just, honestly. How do we go from fucking Brian Robson and Roy Keane to a guy knee sliding after scoring against fucking Albania?
When's Robson's documentary out?
Not soon enough, Jay.
Oh, no, we need to watch that. We need to get him on, don't
we? Yeah, can we see if he'll watch it with us?
Imagine that. That'd be like amazing. That'd be the best thing ever.
Do you remember Robbo?
Not as a player, no. When did he, what, 93, I was
96.
Born?
Yeah, his last game was his last game was against Coventry at Old Trafford in May 1994.
I've seen videos, obviously, but yeah. No.
My regret
96
is...
96 took over Middlesbrough.
Yeah, yeah. My regret is I got the back end of his career. Because by 11, 12, when I was 11, 12, he was coming towards the end and he was still phenomenal. Mm. You could still tell he was mid, but I would have loved to have seen him in the 80s.
I'm 37, right? I'm 38 in a couple of weeks. My reference for how old someone is just having conversations with my dad and people in the pub and stuff like that about, look, Brian Robson was the greatest player of all time, but he's 34 now, so he's old. Mm. So in my opinion, or in my sort of like mind, 34 was fucking clapped and done.
Right,
that's it. Like, you're not going to be, and I'm 37, and I'm thinking, fucking
what up. You got to remember as well, old Brian Robson, like, he put his body on the line like no other player ever has, and he drank 12 pints of beer, like, at half time.
And the only caveat for him was, but he was the fittest in training the next day.
Do you know what I love about Robson? I've been lucky lately enough to meet him a couple of times, interviewed him once, and he was saying that when he came to, I think AC Milan were in for him, and they wanted to buy him, and United said, how much has Maradona gone to Barcelona for? Or how much has gone from Barcelona to, whatever that is, that's the price of you, because you're as good as him. And AC Milan were like, oh, we can't afford that. And Brian Robson was like, all right, that's fair. Because he was that good that he thought that was United being reasonable. Like, asking for the same as what Maradona was, because he was as good as him.
Yeah, and he wasn't like, fucking hell, you keep me here against me. Yeah. He was like,
all right, that's reasonable.
I am probably worth that league.
Yeah.
So boot fair league.
All right, sometimes thank you very much for watching.
Yeah, quite good at the accent.
This has been the Stretford Palette Podcast.
I could probably, get me a couple of rooms, I definitely could do a Robbo.
Do you reckon? Sports Social
Podcast Network. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.